The Farm Bureau is worried the price of food could well be affected in New York State if the Thruway Authority has its way and raises tolls for larger commercial trucks by a whopping 50%. A move the Bureau says will force farmers to pay hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars more per year just to conduct normal business. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman.
Obviously, that comes right out of the farmers' pockets, the cooperative's pockets. And initially, they're going to have to absorb all those costs by themselves before they can look elsewhere to recoup their losses, before they have to turn to raising prices for the products that they sell, before they just turn to other avenues, raising shipping costs if they're hauling for someone else. Ultimately, other people are going to be paying down the road. It's just going to be pushing those higher prices down the road to the rest of New Yorkers. But it's going to be very expensive for New York's farmers. In some cases, they're going to be paying hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars more per year, per run in some cases, just to get the products to market.
The Farm Bureau warns that its members depend on the Thruway for safe, convenient access to large markets. But if rural roads will make the trip cheaper, some farmers will have no choice but to send large commercial vehicles through small communities and neighborhoods. Upstate Niagara Cooperative hauls milk throughout the state and says that if the proposed increase is allowed, its largest operation out of Cortland County would spend $16,000 more per month to send its 75 trucks down the Thruway. Another in Genesee County, which operates 35 trucks, could pay close to $7,000 more a month, bringing fresh dairy to Albany and New York City. John Glabacki, a fifth-generation farmer in the Black Dirt region of Orange County, is still struggling to keep the family business running efficiently after the farm sustained heavy damage during the 2011 flooding caused by the storms Irene and Lee. Glabacki is out tending the fields today, but sent a comment through his administrative assistant, Courtney Dersey.
It's already so expensive to do stuff with the trucks on the road, and this will make it a lot harder for us to get our produce to the underserved families that we provide for and stress our already tight profit margins.
The Farm Bureau says consumers will feel the bite at the dinner table, according to the USDA. Any rise in transportation costs ultimately gets passed on to the people who buy the food. Thruway spokesman R.W. Groneman refused to go on tape, but affirms the authority will consider comments of the Farm Bureau along with any other comments received through August 24th. Information on how to submit a comment can be found on the webpage www.thruway.ny.gov. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.